2007-2006 EP. Yeah. Moyake Production, yeah. Let me tell you a story about Ken and Peter. He had dreams of being happy, but he can't achieve them. He rides around with a pistol in his two-seater. His mama drunk, she an addict, father used to beat him. Peter know now when it's time for always being nice. But in his room he's popping pills, it's lonely every night. Peter's dealing with depression. They always say he was stressed, but he never questioned. But one day he was sick of all the fucking stressing. He phoned the dealer, said she meet him in the alley where nobody catches. He said that he's feeling down and that he's feeling reckless. He said tomorrow I'm a teacher.
He said tomorrow
yeah.
I'm a teacher.
Peter.
Perhaps this is the best analogy for my depression. This angry deity, this jealous god, this thirsty shadow that wrings my joy like a dish rag.
He knew this is what he had to do, it's like he really knew. He was shaking on the way home. He knew this is life and everybody gotta die soon. He started thinking about the times how his father beat him. And now his mother says she hates him and always leave him. He was broken up inside from how they always treat him. They never cared about Peter. All they cared about was drugs or his injecting needles. Now Peter go home, he's falling down. One at a time, one by one they fall and hit the ground. He stops the car and sees no one's around. And says the time is now, yeah.
That it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay. Because I know there is a better version of me somewhere in the future. He is staring at this moment right here, and he is saying, Rudy, thank you for not giving up on
us. He gets inside and acting like he's cool with it. He was on the gun before, so he knew what to do with it. Saw his mother, father, Peter losing it. Cut the gun, Peter aiming it. His mother, father asked Peter why he's doing this. He said he's fucking depressed and that they fucking ruined him. And now he's through with this, yeah.
A few days ago, I was reading and I saw a run-on sentence and I thought, you know, it could have just ended right there. But it found a reason to keep going. I smiled and I said, well, same.